Letter by hand, Van Helsing to Mrs. Harker. 25th September, 6 o'clock. Dear Madam Mina, I have read your husband's so wonderful diary. You may sleep without doubt, strange and terrible as it is true. I will pledge my life on it. It may be worse for others, but for him and you there is no dread. He is a noble fellow. And let me tell you from experience of men that one who would do as he did in going down that wall and to that room, aye, and going a second time, is not one to be injured in permanence by a shock. His brain and his heart are all right, this I swear, before I have even seen him, so be at rest. I shall have much to ask him of other things. I am blessed that today I come to see you, for I have learned all at once so much that again I am dazzle more than ever, and I must think. Yours the most faithful, Abraham Van Helsing.
Letter from Mrs. Harker to Van Helsing. 25th of September, 6:30 p.m. My dear Dr. Van Helsing, a thousand thanks for your kind letter, which has taken a great weight off my mind. And yet, if it be true, what terrible things there are in the world, and what an awful thing if that man, that monster, be rarely in London. I fear to think. I have this moment, whilst writing, had a wire from Jonathan, saying that he leaves by the 6:25 to-night from Launceston, and will be here at 10:18, so that I shall have no fear to-night. Will you, therefore, instead of lunching with us, please come to breakfast at 8 o'clock, if this be not too early for you? You can get away, if you are in a hurry, by the 10:30 train, which shall bring you to Paddington by 2:35. Do not answer this, as I shall take it that, if I do not hear from you, you will come to breakfast. Believe me, your faithful and grateful friend, Mina Harker.
Jonathan Harker's Journal, 26th of September. I thought never to write in this diary again, but the time has come. When I got home last night, Mina had supper ready, and when we'd supped, she told me of Van Helsing's visit, and of her having given him the two diaries copied out, and of how anxious she has been about me. She showed me in the doctor's letter that all I wrote down was true. It seems to have made a new man of me. It was the doubt as to the reality of the whole thing that knocked me over. I felt impotent, and in the dark, and distrustful. But now that I know, I'm not afraid, even of the Count.